Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team getting set to take on Baker University. Both of these teams coming in with 2-2 records. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. I'm at Northwest Missouri State for the second week in a row. Went 1-1 in classics on the road. This time around, it was just down the road to St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic, hosted by Missouri Western. And played a very good Midwestern State team on Friday evening. Unfortunately, saw a 10-point lead evaporate and lose 78-71. But they came back the next night on Saturday to defeat William Jewell by that identical 78-71 score.
Yeah, what's really kind of strange about that is, and hearing from Coach McCollum, they felt better about how the team played in the loss against Midwestern State than the win against William Jewell. But that just shows you the level of competition that Midwestern State provided. The big frustrating thing there was a 10-point lead in the second half of that one with less than 10 minutes to go, and kind of seeing that disappear and ending up with a loss there. But they were at least able to at one point build that 10-point lead and had a very solid game against Midwestern State.
And they face a Baker University team here tonight. For Baker, this is considered an exhibition game for Northwest. This game will go on at their overall record. Baker, a team that has played one other MIAA team already, with Central Missouri losing to Central Missouri in an exhibition 87-59. But Coach McCollum says that Baker played a much better game against the Mules than what that final score would indicate.
Yeah, and you know, that can happen, especially in these games. It seems like a lot of times you'll see the NAIA teams, or even if you see Northwest play a Division I like a Missouri, you'll see a close game maybe in the first half, maybe beyond, and then you'll see the bigger school pull away late. One instance we didn't see that this year is when the Northwest women played Illinois State. They did hang with them, which you know, tells you a lot. But the one thing that we do know is that Baker is going to provide as good a competition for an NAIA that you can see. So it's going to be hopefully a positive night for Northwest.
And one of the things, when you look at the statistics for Baker University, they got two or three guys that really do a pretty good job on the boards.
Yeah, and you know, that's always a key, is being able to rebound in the MIAA. So if you can find teams that you can go against, whether they're NAIA or not, that do have good rebounders, that means you're going to get good work inside and hopefully get you ready for an MIAA season.
And it's Northwest and Baker University. We'll be back and have more for you on our Bearcat pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Baker going through their pregame warm-ups as the Northwest men are getting set to face the Wildcats here this evening. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, one of the things I think these early games will help out on, just from a standpoint of Deshaun Cooper, getting out there and just getting some game experience. I thought one of the things in the second half against William Jewell, we saw Deshaun maybe relax a little bit and play some basketball like we'd seen back before his injury.
Yeah, you know, and that's just the thing that time on the court can fix. I mean, we know he can play. We know he's talented. We know he's very smart basketball-wise, but there's something to being on the game floor to make sure that you're ready and able to play. And, you know, you can't even mimic that in practice. You can as much as you want, but you know, you just got to figure out that speed, your teammate's speed, and it's always different in a game than it's going to be in practice. And, you know, the more time that Deshaun spends out there, the better this team is going to be. And another reason why you have non-conference games.
And the more time he's out there, the better the inside game gets to, as well, because he does such a good job with those entry passes into guys like Starzl and Kozad and Schlake, and it makes a huge difference having a guy out there on the perimeter.
Well, you know, if you've got two very effective ways to get the ball in the paint, and what I mean by that is either Deshaun driving or Deshaun and the other guards getting the ball inside to those big guys that you mentioned, that just makes it that much tougher to prepare for a team like Northwest. And Northwest this year can do that both ways. You know, we've seen years where you've had one or two big men they could get it into, or you had a guard, but you haven't had both at the same time. I think this is as good a combination of trying to get the ball inside that Northwest has had.
One thing we're seeing so far is a good sophomore season for Connor Kirker, coming back after a great freshman year. It looks like he's playing with a lot of confidence out there, not only driving to the bucket, but also stepping back and taking some three-pointers.
Absolutely, and you know that's another thing that will open up the inside. Him taking threes, Schneider stepping back and hitting some threes will open up the guys inside, as well as cause those matchup problems. And you know, Connor did a good job playing with confidence last year, even early on when he was getting playing time, when he was just barely starting to get into the mix. It seemed like he had confidence right off the bat, which is a tough thing to do. You can't really fake confidence. You have to go out there, you have to show it, and your game has to follow the look that you have in being confident. The fact that he can score with the ball, the fact that he can handle it, he can run the point, he can be a number two, all those things, even though he's just at the start of his sophomore year, is pretty incredible.
It's nice to have a guy out there that's going to be around for a while.
Absolutely.
You know, it's Northwest and Baker University as they go through their pregame warm-ups. We'll come back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout as the Bearcat pregame show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, continues after this timeout.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate Ryan Stallman is a Maryville native now living in the Kansas City area. Stallman says a major reason for attending Northwest for him was the personal attention he was able to receive from his instructors.
The biggest thing was that you were just that. You were a student. You were allowed to have good relationships with your instructors. You weren't just a number, your social security number, like at a bigger D1 school. The moment you walked in, you knew they cared. They cared about your education, your growth as a young adult, and in application and thinking. All you had to do was show your interest and little efforts, and they would have full faith and belief in you.
Stallman received his degree at Northwest in studio art and says technology advances has changed his profession drastically.
Life has kind of gone from photography into video into broadcast into post-production and video editing and 3D animation and motion design. And all of those things have transpired, you know, from the growth of what was instilled in getting a BFA at Northwest.
Stallman now owns his own video production company called S Productions, which produces videos for many of the professional sports venues' video boards.
From the Kansas City Royals to the Seattle Mariners to our most recent efforts with the newly branded, renamed New Orleans Pelicans, it's fun to be part of those most engaging moments from the fans to where they get the loudest and they're most excited. And to be part of that involvement to enhance the fan experience at a game.
1997 Northwest Missouri State graduate Ryan Stallman.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The
Bearcat pregame show.
Pregame show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Bearcat pregame show, which is sponsored by Hy-Vee, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, you've had a couple days since the weekend action made down at the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph. And overall, how would you assess the way the team came out of last weekend?
Okay. Disappointed in our loss on Friday, it would have been, against Midwestern State. I thought we had a control of the game, had a good lead, and then gave it away. And then Saturday, obviously, didn't play great, but was able to come out of there with a win. Our biggest thing right now and what we're looking forward to tonight is we need to give great effort. And that's what we do well. That's what we've always done well. This year hasn't been the same effort that we've given in the past, and we need to start doing that.
Any particular reasons why you don't feel like you've hit that effort level that you like?
No, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I think we have in spurts. I just don't think we do consistently, and that needs to change.
One of the things in the win over William Jewell, there was about a 5-10 minute period, I think, in the second half where Deshaun Cooper really looked like the old Deshaun Cooper out there. It looked like he had relaxed just a little bit and was just playing some basketball.
Yeah, his biggest thing is he needs to just let the game come to him. He's trying to force the issue, trying to be who he was a couple years ago, and that'll come. But you can't force that. It's just a natural progression that happens when you sit out a year. And hopefully these next couple games tonight and then next Tuesday will help him do that. But we'll see.
One of the things I think that you've had consistent play out of, for the most part, up to this point in the season, inside with Dylan Starzl.
Yeah, he's a load. He's a big old boy down there, and we're giving him the ball. It makes a big difference when you pass him the ball as to if he scores or not. Last year, we just never passed him the ball. So if we can continue to get him the ball, get him touches, I think that really plays into our hands.
And Grant Kozak came off the bench and played well on Saturday's game.
He did. He played really well. He plays well off of Dylan. And, he's a little bit better off the bench. I think it kind of calms his nerves a little bit. He doesn't feel like he has to perform. And so he just goes out and plays and does a great job.
Now, tonight you've got an NAI opponent in Baker University. They're coming in with a 2-2 record. And just talk a bit about what you're expecting out of Baker tonight.
Tough competition. They had their best player out against Central and gave a run for their money. I know the score ended up being 20-25 or so, but they were close at half. And they're going to be tough. They're going to be athletic. They're going to drive you, run a bunch of ball screens, get after you defensively. It's going to be a tough competition for us.
One of the things in looking at their stats, it looks like they've got a couple guys that can put the ball through the hoop and also a couple pretty good rebounders out there.
They do. A lot of drivers, a couple shooters then to go with those drivers, and then a lot of ball getters. They get a lot of loose balls, and so that's going to be one of our emphasis tonight.
And again, going back to your point at the start, looking primarily to get that effort you're looking for, then hoping that everything will go well at the end then.
Yeah, the effort is key. Concentration on our scouting report. Those things that we didn't do, I didn't feel like we did a great job of in St. Joe. Hopefully we do those tonight.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups as our pregame show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, continues right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Center for Information Technology and Education and the Teaching and Learning Center will team up to offer an open house for Northwest Missouri State faculty members Monday, November 25th. Director of the Center for Information Technology and Education, Dr. Darla Runyon, says the goal is to reflect on their teaching over the past semesters.
for us, we were looking for ways to generate ideas from faculty to give us feedback on ideas where maybe what technologies are working really well for them so that we can continue to train on those, or maybe what other technologies they're interested in working with so that we can develop programs for the spring, summer, fall in the next year, just to help us get our programs going better.
Director of the Teaching and Learning Center, Dr. Alicia Francis, says their goal is to want to know how to better support faculty in the process of learning.
MySpace is in constant transformation and transition, and that's exciting to see. And come in, see the space, have some snacks with us, and share their ideas and share their thoughts. Take a moment out of the normal routine to pause, like Darla said, to reflect and to give us some ideas of how we can help them continue to be inspired and be fresh and be productive.
Francis says one transformation in the TLC was the whiteboard table.
We've been working on transforming the space so that we can better meet our students' needs, in part because of a generous gift from Carl and Cheryl Hughes, and part of that allowed us to get some new furnishings, including the tables you mentioned that have the whiteboard tops.
Runyon says the open house for Northwest faculty members has two meeting times.
One's in the morning, 8 to 10, and the other one is in the afternoon from 3 to 5. Gives them an opportunity to hopefully make it fit a variety of schedules.
Runyon and Francis say they are both excited to be working together to put on this open house for Northwest faculty members. The open house will take place Monday, November 25th, in the B.D. Owens Library on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena in Northwest and Baker University. About ready to go at it with a 7 o'clock tip-off this evening. Let's check out the starting liners, first of all, for Northwest Missouri State. For the guard spots, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also at a guard, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior from St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds. At a forward spot, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 13 points and 3 boards per ball game. He's also hit on 5 threes so far this season. Inside will be Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging a couple of points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, with an 18-point-per-game average. He's also pulling down 6 rebounds per ball game. And this past weekend, competing in the Hilliard Classic, Starzl averaged 22 points per game, including a career high of 27 points in that tough loss to Midwestern State. For Baker University, they'll be starting one of the guard spots. Juan Wilson, a 5'10 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas, and a transfer to Baker from Coffeyville Community, Kansas. He is averaging 11 points and 3 boards a game. At another guard spot, Julian Mills, a 5'11 senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and a transfer in from Fort Scott Community College. He's averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Another guard is Todd Johnston, a 6'1 senior out of Kincaid, Kansas, and a transfer from Cloud County Community College. He's averaging 9 points and 1 board a game. At a forward, E.J. Carter, a 6'4 junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. He played his junior college basketball at Lewis and Clark Community College. He's averaging 20 points and 9 rebounds a game. And inside, Nick Wilson, a 6'7 sophomore out of Paola, Kansas, averaging a point and 2 rebounds a game. A couple other players to watch for that will be out on the floor quite a bit this evening for Baker. Connor McDaniel coming off the bench. He's a 6'7 junior out of Topeka, and he's averaging 6 rebounds a contest to go along with 9 points. Also, you'll see some of Jared Folks, a 6'2 junior out of St. Louis. He is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. So not a bad bench that head coach Sean Dooley has in his second season as a head coach at Baker. And, of course, for the Bearcats, Ben McCollum coming in his fifth year as head coach at Northwest Missouri State. And it's Northwest and Baker. When we come back, we'll get set for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus, it's Northwest and Baker University in a men's matchup this evening. As the starting lineups are introduced, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Pretty good crowd coming into the arena tonight for this men's game, a non-conference matchup between Northwest and Baker. Matt, coming up on Friday night, fans will get another chance to see the Northwest women's team here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it's going to be interesting to see what changes they've made. And now they're not going to make drastic changes by any means this week, but what steps that they have made since last weekend. You know, coach was a little bit frustrated, but yet in the same hand he was happy with some of the progress they made. They had made some changes offensively especially, and really saw some progress there last weekend, putting some pretty good points on the board. Now kind of the focus will turn to defense a little bit and try to bring up the defense and just get the players to buy into what coach is wanting them to do. So it'll be interesting to see now with several days to work on stuff from last weekend what they'll be able to do on Friday night.
Yeah, Kansas Wesleyan coming to town on Friday night. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:40. And then on Sunday, they face a familiar opponent in Pittsburgh State. That'll be a non-conference game a Sunday afternoon beginning at 1:40 with the pregame on that matchup down there. As they'll play them a couple more times in the conference season.
Yeah, and you know, that just turned out that they needed an extra game. Coach Smith was so late being hired and getting things in progress, he had to find one wherever he could, and there was one right there.
We're ready to go. Officials for tonight's game, Thompson Vela along with Doug Matava and Trent Lovewell, and the tip is controlled by Northwest as the Bearcats will go from our left to our right in their home white uniforms with green trim and numerals, and for Baker University, they're trailing orange uniforms with white numerals and trim. Out front, Bryson Williams goes low for Dylan Starzl, pivots and goes up and knocks it down, and it's a 2-0 Northwest lead over Baker University. Off of the left side for Baker's E.J. Carter. Carter, their leading scorer, averaging 20 points a game. Out between the circles, Julian Mills tries to go in the lane. Tip loose, picked up by Northwest. On the break, Williams goes to the right wing. Cooper open, will now drive into the lane. Goes low left side in the blocks and finds that time Kyle Schlake, who lays it up and in. Heck, the inside game's going to be there tonight for Northwest. They're up 4-0 early on by pounding it inside. Out to the top for Key Wilson. Dribbles to the left of the lane. Down the lane he goes. A little hesitation and a shot, and it misses, but a whistle and a foul. And this one will go against Northwest, and Dylan Starzl will pick up the first foul of the game.
Yeah, the one first thing you notice is the size advantage for Northwest, something they'll have in a lot of games this year. They did it over the weekend down in St. Joseph, but do again here tonight.
Juan Wilson going to the free throw line. A Kansas City, Kansas native knocks down at the first. He's just a 27% shooter at the free throw line coming into tonight's game. now at 4 of 12 on the season. A left-handed shooter, second free throw misses too hard. Rebound tipped on the floor. It's controlled by Cooper for Northwest. 4-1, Northwest Missouri State in front of Baker. Across the timeline goes Cooper, dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass out to the top of the key for Bryson Williams. Looks in the lane, finds Stars off of the shot, misses it, but a foul, and this will get Dillon back to the free throw line.
Yeah, took an accidental forearm across the face and still was able to get the shot up and around the rim.
Foul goes on E.J. Carter. That will be his first. Dillon, 75% shooter so far on the young season, steps up and knocks down the free throw. Man, that's just going to be very crucial for Northwest if Sarzel can maintain that free throw shooting percentage, because he's going to get to the line a lot this season.
Absolutely, and last year we saw a bit of a slow start from the line for Sarzel, and he came along to shoot real well. Hopefully that means real good things now that he's starting off shooting well.
Northwest up by five early, 18:50 left in at the first half. Out to the top, the key Mills. Looks off to the right side, Carter. Out to Wilson. Wilson going down the lane. Off the left side. Lobs it. High post left. Jumper on the way. Off the front of the rim. Taken by Carter and missed. And the rebound is Starzl in the lane. Out at left sideline goes to Wilson for Williams. Through the lane. A little runner off the left. One go. Fight for the board by Carter. Out of bounds on the baseline. Move along to Northwest. 6-1 Northwest in front of Baker. 18:30 left in at the first half. Cooper in the far left corner while inbound for Northwest. Okay, man-to-man defense. It's the inbound to Bryson Williams off the left side. He'll dribble out near the sideline and give it to Cooper. He'll set up the offense for Northwest. Gets a screen by Slake. Looks into the right side for Williams. Out front left side for Cooper. Trying to go to Slake at the elbow. Left goes past him out of bounds. The turnover gives it to Baker.
Yeah, you may have heard Deshaun holler there after throwing that pass. He realized just as he let go, Slake was coming up to set a pick and was not going to be there to catch the pass.
5-point Bearcat lead. Into the front court with the dribble is Juan Wilson at the point guard spot. Looks off the left wing. Gets it to Todd Johnston. Johnston with the dribble out between the circles. Double teamed by Starzl and Crooker. Now on the left side, on the wing, finds Carter at three misses. And Williams with the rebound for Northwest. On the break right side for Connor Crooker. Looks low right for Slake. Slake to the free throw line. Starzl. Left side for Cooper. Cooper cross court right. Crooker takes a dribble to him with the right hand to the right baseline. Out. Kicks it back out to Cooper. Quick pass left side in the corner. Williams with the three. Good. Bryson knocks down the three from the left side. And Northwest Missouri State out to a 9-1 lead over the Baker Wildcats. Into the front court off the right side. Wilson dribbles between the circles. Double teamed. Now down the lane. Tries to dish into the lane. Get it for Carter. Couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Baker, though. It's off in Northwest as it first went off the fingertips of Wilson. Now Baker will inbound, baseline right. Nick Wilson goes to the sideline, and into the game is Manuel Barnes for Baker. Inbound right side, gets it to Johnston. Johnston out for the jumper from 15, won't go, and Cooper with the rebound. He'll clear it out down the right sideline to the right wing. Now nice little crossover dribble, and Lane kicks it left side. Crooker on the wing with the three off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Baker as Barnes comes away with it. Gives the outlet Wilson. Now low on the baseline, Carter kicks it back left side. Wilson, top of the key is Barnes. On the right side, Johnston. Back left side for Wilson. Wilson with the dribble at the elbow off the left side to the free throw line. High post left side for Carter. Carter through the lane, jump stop, hesitation, and then goes up with a shot, and good. Had a little bit of a hesitation before going up with that shot. Got Slake up in the air, and the shot goes down. 9-3, Northwest in front of Baker. Williams on the left wing, a long three. That time drains it. Bryson Williams with a couple of threes. Gives Northwest a 12-3 lead over Baker. Quickly down the lane, left side, and a runner by Wilson misses, but a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one to go on Bryson, that'll be his first.
Well, we've seen both ways that we talked about in the pregame. Northwest getting it inside with the pass, both to Schlake and Starzl, and then just a moment ago on the three-point attempt by Crooker, it was a drive by Deshaun Cooper that left Crooker wide open on the left wing.
Wilson knocks down the first free throw, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Now substitutions for Northwest. Freshman Zach Schneider into the game. Also Matt Wallace off the bench and in. And Grant Kozad to come in. Grant had a very good game against William Jewell, especially second half against Jewell on that Saturday evening. Second free throw is good. And now 12-5, Northwest lead over Baker. Wallace into the front court, dribbles between the circles. Right side picked up by Johnston. Right wing pass for Williams, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now with the left-handed dribble, goes cross-court left, finds Wallace. Left side for Cooper. Cooper to the left wing. Now Snyder, left baseline, drives, lays it up, misses it as it rolls out into the rebound to Mills and Baker University on the fast break. Into the front court goes Wilson. Now finds Carter up for the jumper from 15, right side, too hard. Rebound Kozad for Northwest. Scoops the pass left side for Bryson Williams down the left sideline to the wing. Out front for Kozad, right side, Cooper on the wing. Cross court left side, Williams sets up another three. This one off the front of the rim, and the rebound ripped down by Mills. He averages a couple rebounds a game. He'll take it to the top of the key for Baker. Right side to the baseline, and it's tipped out of the hands of Wilson out of bounds. Cooper knocks it out of bounds, and Baker will inbound baseline right.
Cooper sliding along the baseline on the help side. Bryson Williams doing a good job not doing the hand check. He was in a position there where you typically would see that hand check in years past.
Inbound at the elbow off of the right side for E.J. Carter's dribble knocked loose by Snyder, and he comes away with it. Out it goes to Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. Cross court left side, throws the right, trying to get it to Williams, and Bryson thought there was somebody behind him, just kind of short-armed it a bit, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he kind of got off on his footing. He got to where he was kind of in midair a little bit, just off the ground, so he couldn't jump up to get a hold of that basketball.
12-5, Bearcats in front of the Wildcats. Wilson, hand on the point duty, dribbles left side on Bryson Williams. Out front between the circles for Mills. Trying to get a screen by Carter, dribbles out front, checked off with Kozad and Cooper, double teaming out front. Gives it on the right wing, Johnston. Go right for Carter, now to Johnston on the right wing. Wallace picks him up, gets a pick by Carter. Now to double team, skips it and throws it into the left corner, picked up by Wilson. Stripped loose, picked up by Northwest. Here comes Bryson Williams on the fast break through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, blocked away by Mills, and it's picked up by Baker on the alley right side. Johnston across the timeline to the top of the key, Wilson. Well, backpedal through the circles. Right side pass Barnes. Trying to go right side, pass stolen away by Wallace. Here comes Wallace on the breakaway to the bucket, lays it up and in. Now Wallace with a steal in the bucket. He had five steals coming into this game. Picks up his sixth there. Northwest Missouri State in front 14-5. Just about 5 minutes in this non-conference game with Baker. Out to the top of the key, Wilson. Dribbles right side. Out front left is Carter. Takes the jumper just inside the arc and air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. 14-19 left in the first half. It's Northwest 14. Baker 5. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Baker, 14-5, with 14-19 left in the first half from Bearcat Arena. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And right now, Northwest shooting 50% from the field, 5 of 10. Baker just 17% right now, 1 of 6.
Yeah, Baker just not getting good looks. They're trying to get the ball down around the rim to get their looks. It's not like they're launching up bad shots on the outside, but when you go up against the bigs for Northwest, get down around the rim really makes it a lower percentage shot than normal.
Northwest inbound following the timeout, and now Baker going into 2-2-1, full court pressure for the first time. Northwest breaks it out between the circles. Wallace dribbles left side, being pressured by Tyrone Parker. Spins low for Kozad, up with a shot at the right hand, and the blocks on the left, knocks it down. Grant Kozad gives Northwest a 16-5 lead over Baker. Javion Gray into the game at one of the guard spots. We'll go on the left side and find Jared Fulks. Fulks out of a double team, goes left side for Dyson DeCant. He goes up with the jumper, no, and the rebound, and a foul. Matt Wallace, I think, will get called for the foul here. A little bit of a push trying to go with the rebound, and positioning up with Tyrone Parker, and Wallace will pick up his first foul. Seeing Baker got plenty of players off the bench and into the ballgame now. Devion Gray, freshman out of Little Rock, Arkansas, getting ready to inbound. Triggers it right side for Parker to the baseline and brings it back out. Now around left side for Fulks. Fulks, who's picked up defensively by Jordan Ashton of Northwest. Now in a double team, pivots away from that. Bounce pass low left side. They find DeCant. Now to the baseline. Driving up for the shot. Nice little move and a little shot by Fulks goes up and in. And Northwest Missouri State now front 16-7. Little double pump in midair, and he was able to get the shot in. 16-7, Northwest up. Wallace through the lane, goes on the right side. Finds Ashton, takes the jumper a little too hard from three-point range. Rebound out of Kozad's hands, picked up by Fulks. On the fast break now for Baker. Right side is Gray. Now left side, they find Wilson. On the left wing, Parker. Parker going into a double team, Kozad and Ashton. Little left side for Wilson. Now into the lane, they go inside, find Deckett, and he drops it down. Now 16-9 game, Northwest up. 12:42 left in the first half. This group has come off the bench for Coach Sean Dooley here after the timeout. Really, it's kind of stepped up the intensity level for Baker a bit. Jordan Ashton trying to drive to the right baseline, and a hand check and a foul coming up on Baker. This one will go on at Tyrone Parker. That will be his first foul. Zach Snyder goes to the sideline for Northwest, and Dylan Starzl back in the game. Wallace inbound, baseline right, gets the bounce pass at the elbow to Kirker, drives the lane, left-handed shot inside, no, and a foul. And this will get countered to the free throw line. So Kirker will shoot a couple at the free throw line. He is 14 of 14 on the season at the charity stripe. Fulks will pick up the foul, his first. Both teams right now with three team fouls. Kirker's left-handed free throw is good. Obviously, we're seeing Connor take a lot of shots with his left hand, but one thing that we've seen early on, using his right hand an awful lot, going up with some jumpers. Kirker knocks down both free throws, remains perfect at the line. Northwest in front, 18-9. Out to the top of the key is Deccan. Out of a double team, we'll get it to Parker. Parker, double team, bounce pass left side for Gray. Gray to the top of the key. Being chased by Wallace and Starzl out near the perimeter. Now off the right sideline, goes cross court left side for Fulks. Fulks through the lane, pulls up the dribble, gives it on the left side for Deccan down the lane left. Now into double team, whistle, and a travel violation. The ball goes back to Northwest Missouri State. Matt, Northwest doing a great job with the double team on defense.
Well, part of what it did is it got a couple of different guys overextended trying to figure out where to go with the basketball, and the last one just a second ago got called for the travel.
18-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirker into the front court. Now to Starzl near the jump ball circle. Back to Kirker in front of the scores table on the right. Goes cross court left for Wallace. Into the left corner. Ashton with the three. A fade away. Nothing but net. Jordan Ashton knocks down the three. His first bucket of the game. A 6'3 freshman on Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Northwest in front 21-9. Down the lane right side. Deckett brings it out front left. Gray. Gray with the dribble between a double team. Lost the handle on the dribble. Ball loose on the floor. They dive after it. And a timeout's coming up by Baker. Before a tie-up, that would have given Baker the ball, but they called the timeout with 11:31 left in this first half. Northwest in front, 21-9.
Yeah, not a bad first half, not a perfect first half for Northwest, but one thing that I do like to see is the full-court pressure from Baker. Not that Northwest is going to see a lot of full-court pressure, but what it does is it works on decision-making and taking care of the basketball, handling the basketball, that sort of thing. It just gives you, I guess, a little bit more court to work on those sort of things.
Well, we talked a little bit in our broadcast over the weekend about Zach Snyder, the freshman from Prairie Village, Kansas, that Bearcat fans will be enjoying to watch this season. But I think another guy, Jordan Ashton, 6'3 freshman out of Mount Pleasant. He knocked down a three coming off the bench a moment ago. I think fans will like him as well.
Yeah, you know, when we talked about confidence with Connor Kirker, we're kind of seeing the same thing out of Ashton on the court right now as well.
21-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Baker will inbound, baseline right. Javion Gray, 6'1 freshman out of Little Rock, Arkansas, to inbound. Gets the inbound right side for Fulks. Lobs it out front, leaping up to bring it down as E.J. Carter checked in during the timeout. Carter off of the left wing to Parker. Parker with 9 on the shot clock through the lane to the bucket. Drives and misses the shot. Ball pinballs and it's picked up underneath the bucket by Tyler Funk of Northwest. Funk will give it to Cooper into the front court. Cats with Cooper, Funk, along with Kozad, Starzl, and Ashton. Right side, Ashton on the wing. Goes low right for Kozad, turns, faces the bucket, takes a jumper from 15, rattles out, rebound, loose on the floor, and will go out of bounds off of the left side and will belong to Baker. 10:57 left in the first half. Northwest up 21-9. They led the entire way. Opened up a 9-1 lead to start this game. Juan Wilson into the game. And Gray goes to the sideline. Both of these teams with 2-2 records coming into tonight's action. Bearcats scoring 1-1 over the weekend at the Hillier Classic in at St. Joseph. A loss to Midwestern State, and then went over William Jewell. On the right side, Folks out of a double team. Finds Carter on the wing just inside the arc. Back to Folks' right side. It's a left-handed dribble. Lost the handle on it. Pulls it up. Goes cross-court right. Carter. Drives on Starzl. Spins into lane. Nice spin move. Misses too hard, though, on the rebound Northwest as Starzl clears the board. Outlet to Cooper down the right sideline. A long pass left corner. Finds Ashton. Out of the left wing. Funk. Top of the key, Starzl. Right side, Cooper. Cooper with the left-handed dribble. Now pulls up, top of the key, three. On the way, nothing but net. Deshaun Cooper knocks down his first bucket of the game in Northwest in front, 24-9. Into the front court. Carter on the right side. Now to Folks on the right wing. Gets a screen by Carter. Now in the pick and roll. Into the lane, goes to Carter up with a shot short. Rebound two. Carter misses again. Rebound tapped once by Starzl. Controlled by Funk in the lane. Allett with the pass to Cooper down the left sideline. Pushes it to the left wing. Out it goes, Zab between the circles, right side Funk. Right wing for Ashton. Ashton right in front of the Baker bench. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now left open, instead goes to the free throw line. Kozad, who pops up through the lane. Kozad out between the circles for Cooper, trying to work a screen on Wilson. Now Cooper backpedals near the timeline. Cats spread out the offense. Seven on the shot clock. Cooper wants to go one-on-one through the lane. Dishes low right side, wide open. Stars on the blocks off the right, puts it up and in. And a 26-9 Northwest Missouri State lead. The defense collapsed on Cooper, cutting through the lane. That left Starzl wide open for the easy jumper. Out to the top of the key, left side, Wilson. Left wing goes to Parker. Parker to the baseline, left cut off by Cozette. Ball out of bounds. It will belong to Baker off of Cozette. 9:08 left in the first half. Breaking the action, Northwest 26, Baker 9. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
It's Baker 9 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest has led the entire way, and so far, Matt, kind of what you expected coming into this game.
Yeah, I really think so, and, you know, you thought maybe there's a chance that Baker hangs around for a little while, but Northwest really hasn't made any doubt for that. Baker made a bit of a comeback when they got up to nine, but Northwest didn't let it get very close.
Wildcats will inbound baseline left following the timeout. Inbound off the right side, up with a jumper and missing it was Emmanuel Barnes. Rebound to Northwest. Starzl will clear it to Cooper. Into the front court right side, Zach Schneider for Northwest checked in during that timeout. Also, Bryson Williams will have it on the left wing. Out top the key for Funk. Through the lane, a bump out front and a foul. This one to come up on Baker. And this will go on Todd Johnston. That'll be his first fourth team foul on the Wildcats. Northwest will inbound off the right sideline in front of the Baker bench. Inbound comes to Cooper. Now between the circles for Kyle Slake. Slake on the left side. Gets it to Funk. Now a screen by Slake. Funk goes right side for Williams. Off of the right wing. It goes to Cooper. Cooper, right side, trying to give it into the right corner for Starzl. Starzl will get it. Bring it back out to Cooper. They swing it around left side for Williams. Williams through the lane to the runner. Rejected by Carter and is picked up by the Baker team on the left side, Wilson. Wilson's double is dribble in the lane. Knocked loose. Picked up by Funk for Northwest. We'll give it to Cooper and he'll take it down the left sideline. 26-9, Northwest Missouri State up. Cooper. Left side for Williams. Back to Cooper, right side. Now to Williams on the left side. To the left baseline. Finds trailing in the lane slick, trying to go low with it and find Starzl. Pass is stolen and is picked up by Baker on the fast break through the lane. And a little collision, a block foul coming up on Northwest as Julian Mills driving through the lane was fouled. That will be Tyler Funk's first foul, trying to slide over and draw the charge. And Tyler does that so very well, but that time gets called for the block instead. And this gets Mills to the free throw line. First free throw good.
There's a chance Tyler Funk has the shortest hair of his career.
I think you're right.
I don't know that we've ever seen it that short.
And you never know what to expect out of Wallace. Right now, he's got it fairly short.
Yeah. But, you know, pretty normal.
Second free throw, good by Mills. A little bit of a hesitation for Mills in his free throw shot. He'll get it up above his head and then stop for a second and then go up with the rest of the shot. 26-11, Northwest in front of Baker. On the right side, Cooper. Filling between the circles. I left gets it to Williams. Now to Starzl. Back to Williams on the left wing. Right side for Wallace. Wallace drives through the lane, kicks it in the left corner, left wide open. Bryson Williams, the three attempt, rims around it out, and the rebound to Wilson and Baker. He'll take it across the timeline, right to left to the top of the key. Swings the pass right for Carter, jump stop in the lane, dishes low, left inside for Barnes, up with a shot off the glass and good. Kind of caught Barnes off guard briefly. He was able to hold on to the pass and then turn it into a bucket. 26-13, Northwest in front. Sean Cooper into the front court, goes left side for Slake. Now to Starzl. Starzl off between the circles. Left side, Cooper. Thought about the three. Ball fake. Now drives the lane. A runner all the way. Rims around and out. Just couldn't get it to fall. Johnston with the rebound for the Wildcats. On the break right side to the right wing. Guarded by Wallace. Now checked off by Starzl up front in the double team. Lobs the pass in the left corner for Mills. Mills to the left wing, dribbles through the lane. A little right-handed runner won't go. Rebound tapped by Starzl off the shoulder of Slake, and Slake will out it on the right side and get it to Cooper. Cooper, jump stop in the lane, kicks it left side, Wallace. Now to Slake at the top of the key. One dribble goes right side for Williams. Down the lane he goes. Hooks the pass in, lane tip loose, but it's picked up by Wallace. A runner in the lane from 10 off the right, won't go. Slake trying to pull down the rebound on the floor with it, and whistling a foul tied up with Johnston. Todd Saavedra, the official, making the call, and a foul on Todd Johnston. That'll be his second.
That time, Schlake was behind two Baker players and probably could have been called for over the back had either of them tried to jump for that rebound, but they both stayed on the floor and made it kind of easy for Schlake to reach up and get a hand on the ball.
Substitutions for Northwest. Connor Kirker back into the ball game. Kozad in and Snyder in. Inbound to Kirker right side, the left-handed jumper from 15. No, rebound tip goes to Kozad. He'll lay it up and in. Grant with 4 points in the first half, 28-13 Northwest. Between the circles, Barnes, left wing pass, finds Parker. Double team are Snyder and Ashton out front. Pass tip loose by Kozad. They try to go to the free throw line and find Wilson, picked up by Northwest. Kirker on the break, 3-on-2. Left side for Wallace, lays it up, misses it. Rebound into the lane, controlled by Baker. Coming up with the board, Tyrone Parker. Coach McCollum not happy with the way they finished off that fast break down the lane. Free throw rattles down. Good, and a foul as Tyrone Parker turns it into a bucket at the other end, and a foul coming up on Northwest.
Yeah, really, even with the lead, Northwest has had several little things that they're just not doing real well tonight.
Zach Snyder picks up the foul, his first. Both teams with the five team fouls. E.J. Carter into the game for Ed Baker as Manuel Barnes goes to the sideline. Free throw is good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Tyrone Parker. First 3 points of the game, 28-16 Northwest. Kirker hops across the timeline with the dribble. Off the right wing to the top of the key. Double team gets it to Snyder, right wing. He'll take the three from there and drains it. Zach Snyder knocks down his sixth three of the season, and Northwest Missouri State in front 31-16. Into the front court, right side, Parker. Looks left for Carter. On the left wing is Mills. Mills dribbles through the lane, trying to give it to Carter, but it's knocked loose by Kirker, picked up by Snyder, and here comes Northwest, left to right. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Kirker to the right wing. Right side pass for Wallace. Out top of the key, Snyder swings it left side, Kirker. Pass, low left for Kozad. In a double team, and it knocked loose, but it's picked up by Ashton underneath the bucket, trying to get it back to Kozad, and it is knocked away by Wilson of Baker. So Northwest will inbound baseline left, 19 on the shot clock, 5:10 left in the first half, and Northwest up 31-16. Wallace inbounds, Ashton low left side up with the shot, won't go, but he's fouled, and we'll get to the free throw line. That goes on Javion Gray. That'll be his first. And this gets Jordan Ashton to the free throw line. His first free throw as a Bearcat. As he steps up, eyes the bucket, free throw good. 4 points after hitting a three earlier in the game. 6-3 freshman. Second free throw. Got it as well.
Nice, good, smooth stroke with a nice follow-through from Ashton.
33-16, Northwest up. Carter out between the circles, looks left side. Mills. Mills lobs it right side and overthrows Parker in the right corner. Parker reached up and tried to go as high as he could to bring that one down, but couldn't get it to fall or come down with the ball, so it goes out of bounds and it will belong to Northwest. Got a break in the action. 4:58 left in the first half. Northwest 33, Baker 16. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
33-16, Northwest in front of Baker. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest to face full court pressure as they'll inbound. Snyder gets the inbound to Kirker. Kirker will dribble at midcourt off the right side in front of the scorer's table and now spins between the circles, finds Wallace. Wallace with the dribble to the left wing. Out front, pulls up, looks right side. Ashton gets a screen by Snyder. Now give it back to Snyder on the right side. Lobs the pass cross court left side, finds Wallace. Wallace back right side, pulls up, goes in the left court for Kirker. Drives the baseline to the bucket, and a bump and a foul. This will get Connor back to the free throw line. This will go on Nick Wilson. That will be Wilson's first foul. Seventh team foul on Baker. Connor Kirker to the line. Connor 2 of 2 from there tonight. 16 of 16 on the season from the free throw line, and knocks down another. 34-16 Northwest. Jared Folks along with Juan Wilson back into the game for Baker. Left-handed free throw shooter knocks down another. And it's a 35-16 Northwest lead. Cats as a team coming into tonight's game shooting 77% from the free throw line. Out between the circles, Wilson looks on the right wing for Folks. Now to Wilson left side as Wallace gives him a bit of room. Double teamed out front as Kozad steps out on the double team. On the left side, Gray. Gray, free throw line, pulls up, lobs it right side, Wilson. Shot clock's down to 6 seconds. Wilson out between the circles, double team near the timeline. Now dribbles through the double team, right side one on the shot clock. They're not going to get the shot off. Dribbling out on the perimeter was Jared Folks as Baker just didn't realize that the shot clock was winding down.
Well, not only that, but that 35 seconds of defense was all played beyond the perimeter. They just couldn't even get a move toward the bucket.
35-16, Northwest Missouri State in front with 3:52 left in the first half. Into the front court left side is Wallace. Wallace dribbling between the circles, pulls up. Now finds left side wide open. Grant Kozad pick and roll and knocks it down. And Grant Kozad wide open, the blocks off the left. He's got 6 points, 37-16 Northwest. Now between the circles right side, Carter. on the right wing, Gray. Gray out of a double team, out of that trap. Bounce pass on the right wing for Carter. Carter backpedals, wants the jumper, banks it from a 15. No, and the rebound to Ashton. Now it goes Wallace. Wallace on the break right side, trying to find Crooker, but it's knocked out of bounds. Stepping out in front of that pass was Javion Green and got a hand on it, knocks it to, out of bounds off the Baker bench. Now Dyson DeCant into the game for Baker. Carter go to the sideline. And for Northwest, Snyder and Ashton to the bench. Starzl back in and Cooper back in. 3:21 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 37-16. Cooper near the timeline off the left side. Dribbles right side, looking man-to-man defense down the lane right underneath the bucket with the dribble. Kicks it left side for Wallace. Wallace now penetrates the lane. Has to go low with it. Pass is stolen and is picked up by Gray. On the break, a foul at midcourt on Wallace as he reaches around, commits the foul, which will be his second.
One of those where Wallace was frustrated from the other end, and that basically the reason why the foul ended up being committed.
Tyler Funk to come into the game, and Wallace will go to the sideline. Wilson to inbound off the right off the side of the scorer's table next to the Bearcat bench. Lobs inbound cross-court right side to leap up and bring it down was DeCant. Now out near the timeline with the pass for Wilson. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Cats with this one in hand, 37-16. Down the lane left side to the baseline. Spins in the lane. Nice spin move and the shot missed by Wilson. Rebound goes out for the Cats. Wilson had the right idea going through the lane, but just didn't finish it off. 37-16, Northwest up. Cozette trying to lob it low for Starzl. Leads him a little bit too far underneath the bucket. Couldn't bring it down, and that goes out of bounds. Ball belongs to Baker.
Good idea, just didn't quite have the touch.
Just the sixth turnover for Northwest in the half. 10 turnovers for Baker at this point. Northwest has taken advantage of that. They've scored 13 points off of turnovers compared to just two for the Wildcats. Out front, left side. Dribbling is Wilson, goes into the left corner, finds Gray and knocks down the three from the left corner. Davion Gray with his first bucket of the game. He came in averaging 8 points per contest. 37-19, Northwest in front of Baker. Cooper to the top of the key, sets up off the left, wants the three attempt, a long rebound out between the circles, comes to Wilson for Baker. Into the front court, goes low right side for DeCant, up with a shot, good. 37-21, Northwest. 1:54 left in the first half. Cooper looks over at Coach Ben McCollum, takes it across the timeline, goes cross court left side for Crooker. High post left and a foul. Tried to get it to Cozad, fouled from behind. Second will get called for the foul. That's his first.
Yeah, he basically just got a little bit off balance there and he had to grab to keep from falling down. That ends up being a foul.
Grabbed the nearest thing close to him. That was Grant Cozad. And Grant, 6'8 junior from Kearney, goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Grant's off to a good start at the free throw line as well. Free throw, good, nothing but net. Grant coming into this game, an 89% shooter at the line. He's now 17 of 19 on the year. 38-21, Northwest in front of Baker. Goes Ed, knee bend, free throw on the way, good. Well, it's nice to see the bigs inside for Northwest shoot well at the free throw line. 39-21, Northwest in front of Baker. Wilson to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket, gets caught up in the air, kicks it to the free throw line, left for Wilson. Wilson now left side for Fulks. Fulks out front, finds Deccan. Deccan looks and now goes left side for Fulks. Fulks leads Deccan to the baseline left, picked up by Starzl. Now left side for Fulks to the free throw line, driving on Cooper. Spins, brings it back right side. Gray with it with four on the shot clock. Through the lane, drives, and a collision, and a block foul coming up. Starzl slides over, tries to draw the charge, and unfortunately for Northwest, Starzl will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. Seventh team foul on Northwest. Javion Gray going to the free throw line. Looks like he fell kind of hard on his right wrist, just shaking it a little bit as he gets to the charity stripe. A 39-21 Northwest lead over Baker. 6'1 freshman from Little Rock. Eyes the bucket. Free throw rims around the net. Kyle Schlake in. Starzl to the bench for Northwest. Nick Wilson to come in. Also, Juan Wilson or Baker. Gray's second free throw is nothing but net. And he's got 4 points on the night. 39-22, Northwest in front of Baker. Just over a minute left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline to the top of the key. Right side for Funk. Looking well out near midcourt once again. That's right side. Gets it to Kirker. As Baker right now in a 2-3 zone. Left corner is Cooper. A three won't go. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Wilson. Wilson across the timeline to the top of the key. To the free throw line. Back pedals out. Goes to Deccan. High post left. Doubles with the left hand as he spins into the lane. Runs into Schlake. Goes low right side instead for Wilson. It goes up in the air and has nowhere to go but back down on the floor as he turns in. As he leaped up in the air. Saw Grant Kozad with him. Turnover will give it to Northwest. As Jordan Ashton into the game and Tyler Funk to the sideline. 41.7 seconds left in the half. Kozad will give it to Kirker as he'll take over the point duties here. It goes across the timeline. Left side for Ashton. Back to Kirker on the right wing. One dribble. Finds Cooper in the right corner. Cooper back out to Kirker. Now left side Ashton. Being pressured by Fulks. Lobs it out between the circles for Kirker. 16 on the shot clock, 21 on the game clock. Left corner, Cooper, a fadeaway three, nothing but net. Deshaun Cooper with his second three of the game. He's got 6 points total, and Northwest up by 20. 12 seconds left in at the half. Wilson will walk across midcourt for the Wildcats. Looks over at his coach, Sean Dooley, as they set up for the last shot. 3 seconds left. Free throw line right. Jumper on the way off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Blake in Northwest as the buzzer sounds to end at the first half. Northwest will go into the locker room with the lead over Baker, 42-22. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State in front of Baker, 42-22. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're at the half. A 20-point lead for the Caps. They led at 1 point by 21 out of this first half. And Matt, right now everything falling really true to form, what you expect coming into this one.
Yeah, you look at Coach McCollum on the sideline, though, and you think they might be down by 10. He's seen a lot of the little things that he wants to have them doing a better job of. And, you know, a lot of times when you're doing the little things wrong in a game like this, it's just tough for the guys to keep focused because they know that the competition level isn't there. So that's the big key in trying to keep focused and do the things the way you're supposed to do them. And that's what Coach McCollum's seeing. So I'm sure that's what they're addressing here at halftime, which means it'll be interesting to see if they come out with a little more intensity at the start of the second half.
Yeah, I think, again, that's something that you talked about in the pregame interview, wanting to see this team play with a lot more effort than what maybe they had against William Jewell on Saturday evening. And I think one thing, too, that we've seen Northwest on some fast break attempts maybe not finish things off quite the way Coach McCollum would like.
Yeah, and they're not, you know, as crisp offensively as they should be. Defensively, it really hasn't been that bad. It's been kind of tough just because the offense has been tough to follow for Baker. You know, they have been trying to drive with it. There's been a lot more contact allowed in this game, I think, on both ends than what we have seen in the first few games of the year. So that's kind of an adjustment for the players as well. Any contact at all, it seems like, especially last weekend, was called. We saw a ton of fouls. They're letting things go a little bit more here tonight.
It's almost like they're going back and really essentially ignoring the hand check or call and some things that they've been really tight on to start.
And, you know, that may be a case, too, where the officials kind of know the situation, too, and, you know, don't want to bog the game down too much by whistles, which is great, because if they were, we'd probably be complaining about it, too. So, no, I like the way it's being called, to be totally honest with you.
42-22, Northwest in front of Baker University. We'll be back in more for you at half as our halftime report, which is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State Campus, the Bearcat men in front of Baker, 42-22. Welcome back, quarter. I'm John Coffey. Andy Campbell is our studio engineer tonight. And Matt, while the Northwest men are playing tonight, the women got a couple matchups coming up this weekend. We talked a little bit about this earlier in the broadcast, but on Friday night, Kansas Wesleyan comes to Bearcat Arena, and then on Sunday afternoon, Northwest travels down to Pittsburgh, Kansas to face Pittsburgh State in a women's game. There will be a non-conference matchup. The two teams will be meeting as part of a men's women's doubleheader during the conference season, but a couple games for this Northwest women's team coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, with that game. It just ends up being a home-and-home. They were only going to face each other once in conference play, so it's kind of like facing each other twice like we used to see all the time when they're weren't as many teams in the conference, but things working on this week for Coach Smith and the team. A lot of different things, but I think some of the focus is going to be on the defensive end. He's been pleased with the progress of the offense. While he doesn't feel they are where he wants them to be, ultimately, they made some good progress last weekend, putting some points on the board, and maybe can put a little bit more attention in defensively. They had the day off on Monday, so Coach spent pretty much all of Monday looking at film from over the weekend and finding those things that he wants to see improved upon. And then yesterday they were able to get in the film room as a team, get a look at that, and start getting back to practice as they get ready for Friday's matchup.
Then you look ahead a little bit on the schedule. There's a football game, I believe, coming up on November 30th. The Bearcat football team will be in the NCAA Division II playoffs. They'll face the winner of this Saturday's matchup between Minnesota Duluth and Emporia State.
Yeah, I was seeing today where they were having a send-off watch party for Emporia State or something like that, because they've got to go up to Duluth and well, it won't be quite as bitterly cold as it was back in 2010 when the Bearcats were last there. It'll be a cold weekend for them, and it'll be an interesting matchup as well. The big thing is Emporia State's going to be without their quarterback.
Yeah.
He's hurt, and that's going to hurt that team. Not saying, you know, the game's decided because of that, but he is a big part of that football team and has done a lot of great things for Emporia State. So we'll see what happens there. Winner of that game will be over at Bearcat Stadium in about a week and a half. And I know that's what everybody is really looking forward to. I think when Saturday hits and there's no Bearcat football, that's where everybody's just going to kind of think something doesn't feel right, you know. It's just going to be a little bit different, but the good news is that there's more to come.
That's right, and of course you can catch all the action of Bearcat women's basketball this weekend as well as that Bearcat football game next Saturday right here along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State men 42, Baker 22. We'll be back and check some of the halftime numbers here for you as our halftime report underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the half, Northwest Missouri State 42 and Baker University 22. As we look at the totals out of the first half for Northwest, 46% from the field. They were 50% from three-point range, 6 of 12 from there, and perfect at the free throw line at 10 of 10. For Baker University, 7 of 22 from the field, 32%. They were just 1 of 3 on three-point attempts at the free throw line at 7 of 9 for 78% from there. Northwest out rebounding Baker, but not by as much as you might expect, just by 2 at the half. And Northwest with 17 rebounds and Baker with 15. Northwest committed just 5 turnovers total out of the first half compared to 11 for Baker. And individually, no one in double figures for either team. And Northwest really spreading the scoring around. Cats with 4 players with 6 points apiece. Deshaun Cooper, Bryson Williams, also Grant Kozad and Dylan Starzl. Then 5 points for Zach Snyder, 5 points for Jordan Ashton, 4 points for Connor Kirker, and 2 points for Matt Wallace. And that's the way the scoring looks for Northwest. Also, Kyle Slake has a bucket as well for the Cats. Now for Baker, they have Devion Gray with 4 points, Dyson Deckett with 4 coming off the bench, then 3 points for Juan Wilson, 3 for Tyrone Parker, and 2 points apiece for E.J. Carter. He's their leading scorer. He's averaging 20 points a game, held to just 2 out of the first half. Jared Folks with 2 points, 2 points for Manuel Barnes, and 2 points for Julian Mills, and that's the way the scoring looks for Baker. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Baker, 42-22. Northwest has never trailed. They led by as much as 21 points with 3:44 left in the first half, and again up by 20 here at halftime. So again, the score, Northwest 42, Baker University 22. Back with more after this timeout as you're listening to Northwest Missouri State men's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest 42, Baker University 22. We talked a little bit earlier about the Northwest women as well as the football team coming up in the next couple of weeks. This basketball team will have a little bit of time off after tonight's game as They, again, are facing Baker here tonight. They will be off until Tuesday night as they will host Peru State. That will be 7 o'clock tip-off at airtime at 6:40 with our pregame activities. As they then will prepare to head to Springfield, Missouri over the Thanksgiving holiday. They've got a couple of tough games coming up there. The first one with the defending national champions in Drury in a matchup Friday afternoon. That will be a 3:10 tip-off. 3:30 is the play-by-play along the Bearcat Radio Network. So they open up. Pretty good team down in Springfield. Of course, Drury, the host school for that classic down there over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, there was no doubt that they were going to see some tough competition in the non-conference. It seems like at least one of the teams they've seen or will see in each of the classics are teams that provide a heck of a challenge, and that's something that's just going to make this team that much better.
Then they'll face a team that they're very familiar with, although they won't be playing anymore within the conference season, and that is Truman State, as they'll face Truman on Saturday the 30th.
Yeah, and you know, Truman is, again, another one of those teams that, and maybe it'll be different now that they're not in the MIAA, but that was always a scary matchup for the Bearcat men. Truman, you know, even the years that they didn't have great records, always seemed to play Northwest real well. And we'll see if that carries over down to Springfield now that Truman is out of the MIAA.
Good crowd on hand tonight for this non-conference game.
Yeah, I really think so. You know, I think a lot of fans, while there was an exhibition here and against Graceland, fans just want to see this Bearcat team, you know, and obviously know a lot of the players from last year, but this is a time to kind of get to know the new players and get a feel for how the team is going to be this year. And, yeah, great crowd for a matchup like this.
And they'll be back here next Tuesday with Peru State, and we'll have that for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. A lot of things coming up, both the men and women's basketball. Of course, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Bearcat football, kind of a busy time of year, but a fun time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. The crossover times of year, it seemed like, are really the most fun, because that's when you get to see the most sports. You know, volleyball just had their season come to an end yesterday in action in the MIAA postseason tournament. They were able to reach that as the seventh seed. Had a pretty tough opponent in Washburn, but still, getting to the postseason tournament like that, especially with a huge win over Southwest Baptist here at Bearcat Arena to close out the regular season.
Well, they put together a pretty good second half of the season.
Yeah, they really did, which wasn't a surprise because they spent so much time on the road in the first half of the season. It just really made that part of the calendar tough for them.
Ready to go for a second half play. Northwest and Baker, and the Wildcats will inbound. Go from our left to our right in this second half as E.J. Carter will inbound and give it to Juan Wilson. Wilson taking it across the timeline. Met by Bryson Williams out of the man-to-man defense out of the Bearcats. Bounce pass goes off of the left side for Johnston. Goes low left into the blocks for Nick Wilson. Breaks it out of a double team. Throws it away. Picked up by Williams for Northwest. Races to the bucket. Lays it up. In and a foul. As Juan Wilson will get called for it. Trying to stop by Bryson. So he went up for the layup. And he'll get a chance to make this a three-point trip down the floor.
Yeah, if you're going to reach like that at all, you've got to make sure you get the basketball and don't allow him to get up that up the rim. You can't just kind of halfway reach in to kind of get the ball. You're probably, especially with the new rules this year, going to be called for that and allow Bryson to get a pretty easy look at the bucket as well.
Knocks down the free throw. He's got 9 points out of this ball game, averaging 12 a contest. Wilson will go to the sideline, and Manuel Barnes into the game. As Coach Sean Dooley, not real happy with Nick Wilson, who threw that one away at the offensive end prior to that trip down for Bryson down the lane, and the shot is rejected as Wilson, driving the lane, rejected by Schlake, and Baker will inbound off the baseline left. 45-22, Northwest in front of Baker. Inbound off the left side for Johnston. Brings it out between the circles left for E.J. Carter. Pass nearly stolen by Bryson Williams, trying to go cross-court to Wilson. Bryson just about a half step too late to get to it, but he knocks the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, he read that pass a long time ago, but he had a long way to go to try to get there.
Wilson inbound in front of the scorer's table. Gets the inbound between the circles for Todd Johnston. Gives it to Juan Wilson on the left. Double-teamed by Schlake and Williams. Lobs it to the high post area left side for Carter. In the lane, jump stop, up with a shot from five and good. A.J. Carter with 4 points. Northwest has done a good job on Carter tonight. He's their leading scorer coming in, averaging 20 points, and also impressively, 9 rebounds a game. Cooper in the front court off the right side. Out front for Kirker. Bounce pass in the lane, gets it to Starza, posting up off the shot. Good, and a foul. Nice strong move to the bucket by Dylan Starzl off the right side of the basket. Fouled by Manuel Barnes. That is Barnes first, and we'll get Starzl to the free throw line. Starzl with 8 points so far tonight, averaging 18 a game, also averaging 6 rebounds a contest. Free throw, good. Northwest still perfect at the free throw line tonight. 48-24, Cats in front of Baker. Out to the top of the key, Wilson pulls up off the left wing. To the top, Barnes. Barnes looks into lane for Carter. Spins left, up for the shot, and it rolls around right. And the rebound to Crooker for Northwest. Crooker across the timeline, through the lane, pulls up. Gives it to Cooper. Cooper to the right baseline, underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side, good. They just kind of stopped as he got underneath the bucket. And Cooper comes up with that reverse layup off the left side. And Northwest in front, 50-24. A couple minutes into the second half, out to the top of the key, Mills. Looks left side for Wilson. Wilson going into that trap out front. Goes high post intent for Carter. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Picked up in the corner by Northwest and Cooper. Down the left sideline for the Cats. To the top of the key. Out front. Schlake right side for Crooker. Crooker to the top of the key. Williams now left side for Cooper. Cooper gets a screen by Schlake. Dribbles to the left baseline. Now back pedals in front of the Bearcat bench. Sets and lobs it out front for Williams. Right side for Crooker with 15 on the shot clock. Back left side Cooper and left corner Bryson Williams. Low left side for Schlake. Pivots and goes up with a shot underneath the bucket. A little bit too far underneath. It's the side of the backboard and the rebound pulled down by Wilson for Baker. To the free throw line right. Into the right corner for Johnstone. Back to Wilson. Cross court left side Barnes. Barnes to the left wing Mills. Mills dribbles through a double team through the lane. Runner on the way. Short rebound. Starzl for Northwest. Outlet goes to Crooker. Into the front court right side. Crooker through the lane. Long bounce pass left corner. Williams. Left side Cooper open. The three on the way. Too hard. And the rebound pulled down by Johnston for Baker. Now to Wilson into the front court to the right corner. Bounce pass in lane for Carter. Up for the shot. Misses it. And the rebound Northwest. Here comes Williams the other way. Two on two break. Dishes left side for Crooker. Off the glass and good. 6 points for Crooker. Northwest in front, 52-24. 17-10 left in the game. Wilson in the front court to the top of the key. Dribbles left side down the lane. Pass Slake underneath the bucket. A double team with Starzl and Slake. Kicks it back out front for Barnes. High post left for Carter. Spins, looks at Slake. Now kicks it back left side on the wing for Johnstone. A long three, too hard, and the rebound Starzl for Northwest. Gives it to Williams, dribbling down the left sideline for the scorer's table from our right to our left. Now to Cooper on the right wing. Mills gives him a little room. Now Cooper through the lane, kicks it back out front. Finds Crooker, left side for Williams. Gets a pick by Starzl. Left side for Cooper, open, three on the way. Off the front of the rim this time. Rebound fought for as it's loose in the lane and controlled by Johnston for Baker. 52-24 Northwest, left side Johnston. Cross court right side for Barnes. Through the lane, easy drives. Whistle and reach in coming up for this foul on Northwest. Starzl with the foul. That'll be number three on Starzl. Kozad, Schneider, Wallace, and Ashton into the game for Northwest. As Starzl, Schlake, Williams, and Cooper take a seat.
Out of 10 guys on the court, Connor Crooker is the only one still out there.
5-on-5 substitution for Baker. Inbound all the way out front, and it's stolen by Ashton at midcourt. Gives it to Crooker. Crooker behind the back with the dribble. Goes to Ashton, left corner, three on the way. Misses too hard. Rebound by Nick Wilson for Baker. And he'll give it up to Gray. Gray across the timeline right side. Now finds Wilson trailing on the play. Left side pass goes to Tyrone Parker and a foul. That's going to go on Northwest. Grant Kosad gets called for sliding over and committing a foul. That'll be his first. Second team foul on Northwest. Both teams with a couple of team fouls. 52-24 Northwest Missouri State up. Into the left corner, the pass goes for Parker. Parker dribbling into a double team, goes low left side in the blocks for Wilson. Tries to lean back out, off the glass won't go. Tip in attempt, no. And the rebound, Snyder for Northwest. Allen Wallace in midcourt. Between the circle, Snyder off the right side, Crooker. Low, finds Kozad, spins, ball fake, up with a shot off the glass and good. Grant Kozad in double figures with 10 points. The average is 11 a game. Northwest up 54-24. On to the right side, Fulks. Into the right corner. Gets it for Deccan. Now to Fulks at the top of the key. Looks left with it. Finds Gray. Now back left side. A three on the way. Nothing but net. Taken from the left wing by Tyrone Parker. Parker now has his average on the season. 6 points tonight. 54-27. Northwest Missouri State in front. Join the circles. Kozad on the left side. Watson. Lobs it right corner for Wallace, brings it down. Now to the free throw line, gets caught up in there, dishes into the right corner. Snyder takes the jumper, rims around out, and the rebound tipped and controlled by Baker on the break. Through the lane goes Gray, stripped loose, chased in the corner by Wallace, behind the back with the move, saving it inbounds in the corner. Now he goes on the break, left side Crooker, down the lane, left, up to the shot, blocked away, and a foul. Tom Savela over to make the call. Foul goes on at Jared Folk. That'll be his second. Got a break in the action with 14:42 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 54, Baker 27. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Connor Kirker goes to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout, knocks down both free throws, and Northwest continues to be perfect at the free throw line. They're up 56-27. 14:38 left in the game. Off of the left side for Baker is Folks. Goes cross court right side with the pass for Gray. Now looks right wing. Gets it to Parker. Parker going out between the circles. Lost the handle on the dribble. And Matt Wallace steps in front and comes up with the steal. A one-on-two break. Now finds Ashton trailing on the play off the glass. Good. And a foul. They'll count it. Ashton falls to the floor as he was undercut trying to go up with that shot. This will go on Tyrone Parker. Trying to slide over and draw the charge. Gets called for the block. And to the free throw line goes Jordan Ashton. The freshman steps up where he's 2 for 2 tonight. Count of the bucket. So he's got 7 points total. Trying to make it 8. And he does as he knocks down the free throw. 59-27 Northwest. 14-17 left in the game. Great. Top of the key. Bounce pass. High post left side. Finds Deccan. Goes cross court right. For Parker. Parker going into a trap out front with Kozad and Cooper. Gets it in the lane. Deckett turns and a shot from 8 rims around and out. Ashton with the rebound for Northwest. Out at Wallace. Now cross court left for Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Out front Kozad trails on the play. Left side Ashton. Out front Wallace. Mouse pass low right for Kozad. Drives up with a shot. Blocked away and out of bounds as Nick Wilson got the block, knocking it out of bounds. Tyler Flunk into the game and Wallace to the bench for Northwest. All right, but chances pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound tipped away, picked up and drive to the bucket and travel violation as Gray got the steal, went down the other end, gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to Northwest. 59-27, the Bearcats in front of Baker with 13:44 left in the game. Sean Cooper handling the point duties will be met by Gray as he crosses the timeline. Gets a pick by Snyder. Left side, Ashton on the wing. Takes the three. Rattles around and out. Fight for the board out of bounds. As Tyler Funk tried to come down with the rebound. Couldn't hold on to it. So the Wildcats go from our left to our right. They're in their traveling orange uniforms with the white numerals and for Northwest. And their home whites with the green trim and numerals. On the left side, Gray. It's into the left corner. And off that left side for Parker Stripley, but picked up left side. And Deckend has it. Better whistle. And foul coming up. Word looks like got a timeout coming here as well. So a break in the action with 13-13 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59 and Baker University 27. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Baker with the ball following the timeout. Northwest Missouri State in front 59-27. That's 4 seconds on the shot clock. Off the right side with it is Nick Wilson. And they go cross court left. And again, they have a hard time getting the ball inside. And another shot clock violation against the Wildcats. 12:55 left in the game. Northwest 59, Baker 27.
That's twice. They've had absolutely no clue how much time's on the shot clock.
Pressure off the inbound. Cooper is fouled. This one will go against Javion Gray. That'll be the fifth team foul on Baker. So again, Northwest will inbound. Still in the backcourt. And the inbound comes to Deshaun Cooper. As this time, Baker will back off a bit. Cooper into the front court off the right side to the top of the key. Looks left side for Ashton. Now to the left wing, Tyler Funk. Funk back left side finds Kozad. Kozad out front for Funk. Right side is Ashton. Back to left side for Funk. Down the lane to the baseline. A little runner on the way short. Rebound in the lane. Duncan comes away with the board. Clears it away. Parker on the fast break to the right wing. As he drives, a bump out front and a foul. And this one will go on Northwest. And Tyler Funk will pick up his second. E.J. Carter and Manuel Barnes back in for Baker. As Duncan will go to the sideline along with Nick Wilson. 59-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound thrown away, trying to go into the right corner. And inbound intended for Parker. Couldn't hold on to the pass, and it belongs to Northwest. Snyder to inbound in the far left corner for Northwest in the backcourt. Gets the inbound to Kozad. It comes into the backcourt to help out. Now to Cooper, dribbling into the front of the scores table off the left side, being pressured by Gray. Dribbles to the left wing and a bump and a foul. And this will go on Gray, but will be his third foul. 12-14 left. Northwest up 59-27. Slake and Lyle Harris into the game for Northwest. Kozad and Ashton to the bench. Inbound into the left corner for Slake. They swing it right side. Lyle Harris. Now to Funk. Funk down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Blocked away in a foul. Carter going up to try to block it. He thought he had it clean, but he gets called for the foul. That's his second. Northwest led by as many as 32 in this second half. They are up at halftime by 20. They've never trailed in this game. Funk at the line. Knocks down the free throw. His first of the game. Northwest now 16 of 16 at the free throw line. Here's the second, and that one's good. Hate to be the one that breaks that streak tonight for Northwest. They're up 61-27. Bounce pass high post left for Carter from Wilson. Hands off left for Mills. Cross court right side for Barnes. Bounce pass in the lane, stolen by Funk for Northwest. Here come the Cats on a 3-on-3 break. Funk right side, intended for Harris. Knocked loose, and it is picked up. Mills for Baker University. Dribbling down the lane, right side, spins into the lane. Ball loose inside. And knocking it away on the floor was Tyler Funk. Pushes it out to Cooper. Cooper to the right wing. Will double back out. Northwest sets up the offense. Into left corner for Harris. Out front, Cooper. Now to Harris on the left wing, to the free throw line, through the lane he goes. Dishes right side for Funk, couldn't hold on to the pass. Picked up on the baseline, right side for Baker and Johnston. Now to Wilson across midcourt left side. Going top of the key. Off the right wing, bounce pass top of the key, Carter inside the arc, now drives the lane on Slake, up with a shot, good, and a foul. As Kyle will get called for the foul, that will be his first foul. 61-29, Northwest Missouri State in front of Baker. Dylan Starzl into the game. Schneider will go to the sideline. Just the fourth team foul on Northwest in the half. E.J. Carter, a 6'4 junior out of St. Louis, goes to the line. And the free throw is good, so a three-point trip down the floor for Carter. 61-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. .10:54 left, into the left corner, Harris for Northwest. Bounce pass out front, telegraphed a bit, stolen, picked up by Wilson. He'll drive and laid up off the left side. Juan Wilson with the layup, he has 5 points tonight. 61-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off of the right side, Cooper. Now to Harris, left side, three, good. Lyle Harris knocks down the three-point shot, and it's a 64-32 Bearcat lead, 10.5 minutes left. Out to the top of the key, Wilson. Through the lanes, tries to scoot the pass low, knocked out of bounds by Starzl. One going the blocks off that left side and get the pass to Emmanuel Barnes, but it's out of bounds and belongs to Baker. Inbound, left side, Johnston. Top of the key, looks right side, Wilson. It's a left-handed dribble, down the lane left, dishes right side, Carter up with a shot off the glass, no, and a foul. Harris coming over on the help side will get called for the foul. That will be Lyle's first foul.
You know, so far in terms of changing habits on that hand check rule, Northwest is doing a great job already of keeping the hands off. Now the adjustment has to be getting the feet moving quicker, taking better angles defensively when a player tries to drive, because the players that they will be going up against once conference season rolls around, well, and even next week, are going to be a lot quicker with that first step. So you're going to have to get the footwork down with that with the hands off.
Carter misses the first free throw, second on the way off the front of the rim, out, and Harris comes up with the rebound. 64-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Harris into the left corner. Funk now to Harris on the left side. Looking at a 2-3 zone out of Baker. They tried to play some man-to-man, but can keep up with Northwest with that. Now into the zone. Cooper in the middle of that zone. Kicks it back left side. Finds Funk. Now to Harris on the right side. Into the right corner, Cooper. Now low right for Starzl up with a shot off the glass and good. Didn't quite have a firm grasp on the ball as the pass came in, but was able to still get the ball off the glass and in. 66-32 Northwest. Carter through the lane. Block and a foul. And this one will go on Kyle Slate once again. That'll be Kyle's second foul. Breaking the action, 9:33 left in the game. Northwest 66, Baker 32. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club. impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, going to the free throw line, E.J. Carter fouled before the timeout, knocks down the free throw. He's got 6 points tonight. He's now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Carter, a guy coming into this game averaging 20 points a game. Transfer to Baker from Lewis and Clark Community College. Knocks down the second free throw. 66-34 Northwest. 9.5 minutes left. Cooper into the front court. Lost the pass last side for Funk. And looking at a 2-3 zone. On the left side, Cooper. High post left, Kozetz. Gets across right side for Harris, now to Funk, low right side for Snyder on the baseline right, turns, jumper from 15, no, crashing the board, Kozad getting through that zone, crashes the board, gets the rebound and puts up the shot and knocks it down. 12 points for Kozad tonight, 68-34 Northwest. Carter on the right side, gives it right for Mills. Mills between the circles, cross court, left side, Wilson. Wilson at the top of the key. Goes low left side, and now turning, taking Jeffrey, banks it high off the board and down was Emmanuel Barnes. About missed the backboard, but got it to go down. 68-36, Northwest in front. 8:40 left in the game. Cats trying to get over the 500 mark on the season. They came into this one at 2-2 on the year. On the right side, Harris. Right-handed dribble. Hooks the bounce pass out front, Funk. Left side for Snyder, into the left corner, Cooper. Cooper slips, and one of the reasons he slips may have been pushed a bit from behind by E.J. Carter. That'll be his third.
Went down kind of awkward. I mean, he landed on the ball, and that got his body kind of twisted in a weird way. But he's up. You can tell it didn't feel real comfortable, but he's up and moving around.
Anytime Cooper falls hard, you kind of cringe just a little bit.
Yeah.
Deshaun, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, averaging 10 points a game on the young season, goes to the line and knocks down the first free throw. Has 9 tonight. Deshaun's first trip to the free throw line. Cats has a team now. Knocking down another one as they've yet to miss at the free throw line. So he put two more down. They're now 19 of 19 at the free throw line. On the left side, Wilson through the lane. Ball stripped loose. Funk comes away with it and lobs the outlet to Cooper. Cooper across midcourt on the left side. Slows up the dribble just a bit. He's right in front of the scorer's table. Now out between the circles. Jump stop through the lane. Kicks it into the right corner. Funk wide open. Takes the three. Nothing but net. Tyler Funk with his first three of the game. He's got 5 points and all five coming in the second half. 73-36 Northwest. Down the lane the other way, Carter with a bump on Kozad, and Grant will pick up his second foul. .747 left in the game. 73-36 Northwest. Carter back to the line and knocks it down. 79% shooter on the season at the free throw line. Funk will go to the bench. And back into the ballgame, Jordan Ashton for Northwest. Bryson Williams also on the floor now. Second free throw by Carter, good. And a 73-38 lead for Northwest. Harris into the front court off the left side. Again, looks at the 2-3 zones. Gets the pass cross court right side. With it is Williams. Into the right corner for Ashton. Back to Williams. Now cross court left for Harris. Into the left corner, Ashton. Wants the jumper. Got it. Nothing but net. Just inside the arc off that left side. Jordan Ashton in double figures of 10. Northwest up 75-38. Into the front court, right Wilson to the top of the key. Dribbles left off the wing. Out front, finds Deccan. Into the right corner, jumper put up and missed by Gray, and the rebound Northwest. Williams clears it for the Cats. Midcourt goes right side. Finds Harris. Pass, pass, low right for Cozad. Little baby hook won't go. And the rebound ripped down by Deccan for Baker. On the fast break to the top of the key, Wilson. Right side to the bucket. Gray lays it up and in. Gray gets it to the fall. And we've got a quick timeout here with 6:53 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 75, Baker 40. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
6:53 left of the game. Northwest in front, 75-40. Led by as much as 37 in this game. Harris across midcourt. Left side finds Aston. Baseline left. Cozad. Cozad out front with it. Gets it to Harris once again. 2-3 zone out of Baker. Right side Aston into the corner. He puts up another jumper and a three is knocked down. As Aston looking good from the corners. That's his second three of the game. And he has 13 points on the evening. 78-40 Northwest Missouri State up. Left side Fulks. Swings it on the right side for Gray. Gray at the top of the key. Back pedals. Looks left side on the wing for Wilson. Whistle and a foul. Away from the ball. Stops the clock with 6:14 left. And this foul will go on Zach Schneider. That'll be his second. Gets Carter to the free throw line once again. Carter's front end of a 1-1 is good. He is in double figures with 10. Again, averaging 20 points a game. Second free throw. Knocks it down. 78-42 Northwest. Harris for the Cats across the timeline. Goes on the left side for Ashton. Lobs it out front left. Harris. Cross court right side. Williams. Williams now into the right corner. Ashton. High post right. Cozad. Back left side. Harris. Pass pass low left for Snyder. Angles pass out to the top of the key. Bryson Williams knocks down the three. Bryson hit a couple big threes early in the game. Knocks down his third three of the contest. And he's got 12 points total. 81-42 Northwest. On the left side. Carter. Looks left wing, Fulks. Free throw line with the dribble. Trying to go low, does the deck into the box right side. Turns and puts up the shot and in. Snyder tried to go for the steal, missed it. And then had the easy bucket. And it's now an 81-44 Northwest Missouri State lead. Off the right side, Bryson Williams. Goes cross court left for Harris. Harris into the left corner for Ashton. High post left, there's Cozad. Now fadeaway jumper, got it. Got 12 off the left side, knocks it down as Grant Cozad with 14 points. Helps give Northwest an 83-44 lead over Baker with just over 5 minutes left. A pass out front, telegraphed and stolen. Here comes Bryson Williams with the layup as he has the steal in the easy bucket. All by himself with the layup. Looks like he thought about a dunk, but then steps just not quite there and elects for the easy layup. 85-44 Northwest. Into the right corner. The pass goes for Gray. Gray on the wing. Bounce pass low on the box right. Deccan his shot blocked away. Cozad comes away with the block and gets the outlet to Harris, who has his dribble stolen, picked up by Gray. Gray drives on Cozad, and they're going to call a block this time on Cozad. That'll be his third. And we've got a break in the action. 4:33. Left in the game, Northwest 85, Baker 44. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 85-44 Northwest in front of Baker. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And the Cats up 85-44 over Baker. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer tonight, along with Bearcat Radio Network, Andy Campbell. Dovian Gray at the free throw line, shooting two, first one good as he was fouled before the timeout. Northwest has never trailed in this one. Up 42-22 at the half and extending that lead in the second half. Gray knocks down the second. And Baker going into full court pressure following the timeout with 4.5 minutes left. Lyle Harris handling the point duties, takes it across midcourt in front of the scorer's table to the top of the key. On the right side for Ashton. Now left side for Harris. Bounce pass, a little bit low, but Snyder able to control it. Back to Harris. Tries the lane off the left side, won't go, and a foul.
Thanks.
Foul coming up on Baker. And this will go on Dyson Deckett. That is his second foul. And at the line, Harris. Harris's first trip to the free throw line. He's 2 of 2 on the season, and he continues the hot hitting for Northwest at the line. Northwest now 20 of 20 at the free throw line.
That's awesome.
No pressure on Harris as he goes to the line here and misses the free throw. Shouldn't have said anything. Yes. Harris misses the free throw. First miss of the game for the Cats at the free throw line. Into left corner, Ashton. He'll take the three and knocks it down. Ashton with his third three of the game, 89-46. Northwest Missouri State up on Baker. Now to Parker at the top, drives the lane right side, misses it, rebound tipped by Harris, clears it away, and here comes Northwest on the break. 2-on-2 break, bounce pass right side, leading Ashton perfectly, lays it up and in. 18 points for Jordan Ashton off the bench, 91-46 Northwest. Cats with the most points they scored this season, down the lane right side, goes Barnes and lays it up and in. May have taken an extra step, but gets the layup. 91-48, Northwest Missouri State in front. Harris, down the lane left, off the left wing, crossover dribble as he drives, a reach in and a foul coming up, and this one to go on Baker. I believe that'll be Trent Oberding who will get called for the foul. He just entered the game, a 6-foot freshman out of Seneca, Kansas. That's his first foul. And we'll send Lyle back to the free throw line to try to redeem himself after missing a free throw the last time there. Ashton, though, probably pretty happy he did miss it. He got the opportunity to knock down a three after that. Harris's free throw misses too hard. Now 1 of 3 at the line for Harris. Walk into the game. Williams goes to the sideline with 3:14 left, and Northwest up 91-48. And the second one good. 92-48 Northwest. Oberding into the front court between the circles. Dribbles left side. Out to the top of the key, Barnes. And look inside, nothing there. To the right wing for Cody Sunderland, who's also in. A sophomore out of Pleasanton, Kansas for Baker. Bounce pass forced into the lane and is stolen away by Funk for Northwest. He goes to Harris at midcourt. 92-48 Northwest. Also into the game, Blake Ruiz for Northwest. Ashton with it on the left wing. Fine Snyder, baseline left, drives, lays it up, short, gets his board and banks it in. Good job staying with the shot after the miss, and Snyder with the rebound in the bucket, 94-48 Northwest. 2.5 minutes left in the game, out to the top of the key, Gray pulls up, right side pass for Oberding. Dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Off the left side, Parker. Parker, free throw line, looks right side, opening. Bounce pass gives it to Barnes. Dribbles through traffic, kicks into the right corner. Sunderland with the three on the way up the front of the rim. High bounce on the backboard and the rebound inside. Laker is the 6'3 freshman from Beatrice, Nebraska. Clears it away. Now to Harris. Harris on the right wing. Goes cross court left side. Funk. Funk through the lane. Bounce pass to Riz. Wide open in the box off the right side. Banks it in. Laker is now makes it a 96-48 lead. Northwest Missouri State in front. On the left side is Deccan. Drain the circles with the dribble. Parker looks on the left into the corner for Sunderland. Right side pass, Parker. Free throw line. Sunderland left wing. Takes another three on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwest as Zach Schneider clears it. Minute and a half left. Northwest up 96-48. Harris across the timeline. Dribbling right side on Oberding. Trying to run the clock out a bit. As Northwest goes with their stall offense where they have four players down on the baseline. Just spread out from one corner to the other. And now dribbling out near the timeline is Lyle Harris. Shot clock down to 10 seconds. Harris through the lane into the left corner. Ashton wide open. Another three. This one rattles around and out. Crashing the boards. Funk goes left side for Harris. Harris will bring it back out and they swing it and will set up the clock again. Right side is Funk. Now to Schneider and to Ashton between the circles. Under a minute left in the game. Ashton to dribble right side. Finds Funk near the right sideline. Back pedals with the dribble to the timeline to the top of the key. Into the left corner. Riz with the three attempt. That's off the lip of the rim and the rebound tip and a foul. As Ashton came away with the board, whistle. And this one to go up against Northwest. Stopping the clock with 39 seconds left.
It's got to feel a little odd for Riz. He's an orangeman from Beatrice.
Yeah.
So kind of got to feel like he's looking at practice or playing at practice with the orange uniforms from Baker.
Cody Sunderland goes to the free throw line and free throw good. His first point of the game, 5'11 sophomore out Pleasanton, Kansas. And the second one rims in. 96-50 Northwest. 35 seconds left in the game. Harris across the timeline left. 24 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. Just a couple seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Harris dribbling out near the perimeter as Baker will just pretty much allow him just to dribble it out here. Harris out near the jump ball circle, dribbles right side. 7 on the shot clock. Now on the right side, Harris to the top of the key. Looks right side for Funk. Now to Ashton with 1 on the shot clock. And they'll allow the shot clock to go down. Now 3.3 seconds left on the game clock. So Northwest will go with the 500 mark on this season, pick up their third win of the year, and then they'll be off until next Tuesday. So inbound comes to Oberding. Right side goes to Barnes, and he'll just hold the ball as the buzzer will sound, and Northwest will go into the locker room with a 96-50 win over Baker University. As they go to 3-2 on the season, Baker falls to 2-3 on the year. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest with a 96-50 win over Baker. They led from start to finish in this one in Magwater. Not a big surprise out of the way this one came, but again, Baker and any IE school, they're going to win their share of games in the Heart of America Conference. But Northwest tonight came out, took thoroughly lead, and really never let Baker get into this one.
Yeah, the big key is, you know, Baker did some things to help test Northwest in some areas and let them go to work. Basically, the difference is going to be when Northwest gets into the conference. You know, the players are going to be a little quicker, a little bit. Everything's going to happen a little bit faster, but still not bad to get on the game floor in a game like this.
And one of the things that this does, you had a chance to get some meaningful minutes out on the floor with some of the young guys.
Yeah, and, you know, while there's maybe not as many decisions for the coaching staff as there are in other years because there are so many returning players, there's probably still a couple of guys that have a chance to earn some minutes, and that's what a game like this can do.
No, so anytime you get Deshaun Cooper some minutes to get kind of back into the flow of things after missing last year, that's always good, too.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and he was able to do that tonight. Just had the one kind of nervous moment there where he fell awkwardly on the basketball, but nothing hurt from that.
Final score, Northwest 96 and Baker 50. Northwest Missouri State at 1 point in that second half had built up a 48-point lead over Baker, but again, Northwest with the win now 96-50. Back with extra effort and reward and much more for you on our postgame coming up right after this timeout as our postgame underwritten by Championship Motors continues after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how campus prepares for the winter weather season.
Well, that's a tough one to think about because it's certainly a beautiful weekend, but you know, we plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing, but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about winter preparedness on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
96-50, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Baker University. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And, Matt, we looked to a freshman coming off the bench here tonight.
Yeah, a good night for Jordan Ashton. He led all scorers in this one with 16 points. Saw 23 minutes of action tonight, 5 of 9 from the field, hit three threes, and was perfect 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight as well.
So Jordan Ashton, winner from tonight's game, Northwest Missouri State, and winners the team 96-50. As they defeat Baker University, we'll be back and have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout, as our postgame report, underwritten by Championship Motors, continues after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 96-50 win over Baker University as we take a look at some of the totals out of this one. Northwest Missouri State for the night shooting 54% from the field. They were 45% from three-point range, 11 of 24 from three-point range. And at the free throw line, they ended up 21 of 23, shooting 91% from the line. Rebounding totals, Northwest 34 rebounds, Baker with 27. Turnovers, Northwest turned it over 11 times compared to 24 for Baker. And for Northwest, scoring off of turnovers, Northwest ended up with 33 points off of turnovers in this matchup. For Baker, they ended up shooting 37% from the field, just 2 of 8 from three-point range, and 81% from the free throw line, 18 of 22. Individually for Northwest in double figures, Jordan Ashton, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, leading the team in double figures of 16, 12 points for Grant Kozak coming off the bench. Grant also pulled down 4 rebounds tonight as well. 11 points for Dylan Starzl. He had 4 boards as well. And then 10 points for Deshaun Cooper, 14 for Bryson Williams. Bryson ended up 3 of 5 from 3-point range and 5 of 10 overall on the evening as well. So those are some of the totals out of this one. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. And when you look at the way this game went, what are some of the biggest things you felt came out of this one for your team tonight?
Well, you know, I think the misconception, and I said this to our team afterwards, that, you know, that Baker just wasn't very good. And that's not true. Baker is a good basketball team. I know they went in with Central, competed with them for quite a while. It was our effort that made the difference. And up to this point during the season, we haven't had a consistent effort that I've been looking for. Tonight I thought we did, and I thought we did for you know, pretty much the entire game. Now it remains to be seen if we can continue that throughout the season.
I thought one of the things, too, when you talk about that effort, you got it from not only your starting five, but it seemed like everyone came off the bench and into the ballgame found a way to contribute tonight.
Yeah, you know, we hit shots, got a good feel-good going. Yeah, I thought we attacked the paint okay. I thought we got a little cute there, you know, when we got a good lead, and then we just kind of started to make plays. And so we had to kind of reel them back in at halftime, get them understanding what being a player is and being solid with the basketball and then being solid defensively. And I thought we did a good job of that and came out with good energy in the second half as well.
Yeah, and I thought that's important, too. A lot of times you get up at halftime, and then the second half you see a little bit of drop-off in at the intensity level, but no drop-off there tonight.
Yeah, our kids got after it pretty good. You know, I mean, 17 steals, that's probably got to be close to a record, doesn't it?
I would think so. Well, take a look and check the record books there. But that's
a lot of steals, especially for a team that doesn't pressure. Well, I mean, we pressure, but... We don't get a lot of steals, but apparently tonight we are. So that's good.
I thought another key tonight, too. You look at the free throw shooting percentage, 91% on the night, 21 of 23, just a couple misses down the stretch there. Yeah, the team effort as far as getting to the free throw line.
Well, we work on it quite a bit in practice, and so that's probably indicative of that. And then guys just step up and kind of lock in and knock them down. So we'll see if that can continue.
Now, you look ahead. You've got a little bit of time off until next Tuesday. Peru State comes to town, and then a pretty tough weekend next weekend over the Thanksgiving down at the Drury Classic. But what are some of the things now you want to take a look at and work with this team leading up to next week with Peru State?
Well, we got to continue to give consistent effort in practice and really, you know, when you kind of lay a foundation like this where you lay a brick and your objective is not to get complacent with the one brick that you laid, but to lay one on top of it. And if we can keep building on this, I think we could be a pretty good ball club. But again, that's easier said than done. Our guys got to come and compete and practice.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest with the win 96-50 over Baker University. We'll be back. Wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateforwardandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with a 96-50 win over Baker University. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest improves to 3-2. Baker using this game as an exhibition. Won't count on their record. They came in at 2-2. They've got a couple of exhibitions now against MIAA teams with that loss to Central Missouri last week. But again, I think a lot of good things came out of this for Northwest tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's positive steps. If you can have every game no matter who it's again, be a positive step for your team, then, you know, it's a successful game. And I think this was a game that was a positive step for Northwest tonight.
Now, they'll have a little bit of time off, work on things. They've got Peru State on Tuesday next week.
Yeah, and then kind of polish things up there before they really get into some competition the weekend after.
And then for the Northwest women, as we mentioned, they've got a couple games coming up. The first one Friday night right here at Bearcat Arena as they take on Kansas Wesleyan.
Yeah, and, you know, again, for them, it's things that they've worked on this week, or are working on, I should say. It's kind of a work in progress, and that's an all-season thing. But if you can see steps and improvements in different parts of the game, each game, this women's team has got an opportunity, and they've got a chance to be a solid team by the time they get into the year, but they've got to be making progress each and every game.
They'll face Kansas Wesleyan Friday night. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:40 with the pregame. Again, that's Friday evening right here at the Bearcat Arena. So that'll do it for this broadcast. Again, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team with a 96-50 win over Baker University to improve to 3-2 on the season. For Matt Gorder and also studio engineer Andy Campbell, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.